With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea, very good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm good, Chad. How are you?
I was chatting to the listeners earlier and I said, you and I haven't chatted since before the 10th of December. That was when I was still hosting the Overdrive and then I switched over to the morning show. So I'm looking so forward to this because tomorrow we're in the second week of 2022. We need that little bit of motivation. And everybody refers to you as the guru. The message board has been going crazy because everybody's been looking so forward to your show. So let's get to it. Your topic today, giving up, well, step aside.
You know, first of all, thank you. That's very – do you hear the echo? Do you hear a little echo, Chad, or is that me?
Must
my
be,
marbles falling you, out of my you,
ears. You're coming through perfectly this side.
Super. Well, first of all, it's very, very humbling. I feel teary. I actually, like, you know, that little ping behind the eyes before the tears spill. Because before I came on today, you know, I said, oh, if we have to talk about this damn COVID one more time. And I see it's so debilitating and it's so there. We're in the second week of the new year, the new Gregorian year. And yeah, by the way, I missed you since December 10th. I thought you dumped me. I thought you said to Kathy Kaler, I don't want to do that show anymore in the afternoon where I get to speak to Andrea. But, you know, I was thinking to myself, everyone's saying it's so hard. That's across the board. I haven't heard one person, Chad, not in this country, not in South Africa, not in America, say, ah, no sweat. It's a piece of cake. It is difficult. It's affecting all of our aspects. I was a lot of time in the hospital recently, not personally, you know, visiting people with different situations. The hospitals are understaffed. Patients are not being treated. They're getting the care they need in Israel, but nobody has the time to put a hand on the shoulder and squeeze. And I was just thinking to myself, you know what? It is very hard. Everyone says it's hard. But the fact is, something being difficult is the worst excuse not to undertake the challenge. We just have to work more intensely to really give a lot of thought about the value to our days. I heard a great, trying to think, it might have been Elizabeth Gilbert. I think she does a lot of those women's self-help books, but I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure you read them, Chad. But, you know, one of the things she says is that, you know, no matter who you are or where you are, how mundane or tough your situation may seem, I believe that you can illuminate the world. In fact, the only way the world will ever be illuminated by one act of grace at a time. And I thought to myself, there's a wonderful Gemara. You know, a lot of observant Jewish men and even not observant Jewish men have taken to the Gemara to study. And there's a wonderful story I came across last Shabbat. And it spoke about a blind man who was seen walking around town. And every time he went out at night, he carried a lantern, a blind man. And finally, somebody goes over to him and he says, you know, excuse me, why are you carrying a lantern? You can't see anyway. And the blind man turned to him and he said, well, that's true. But when I carry the lantern, I am seen. Chad, we can all lift our own lanterns during these days. It is tougher. It's very easy when we're all bopping and we're going to parties and we're interacting and we're hugging and kissing and around and going to the gym. I haven't been to the gym in forever. If you would see me, you would know that I haven't been to the gym in forever. But we can do it. We can reach for that brass ring because giving up, I pray for none of us, is an option. To resign ourselves to the bleakness, the in and out. If we have to wear a mask, okay, this is very important. A mask over the face, it hides the face. I remember my husband went to have stitches out and for a moment the nurse took off the mask and I gasped. I mean, she was a lovely looking person, but she didn't look like the way I assumed. You know, you just kind of think how people are going to look under their mask. And in Hebrew, the word for face is panim, which, let me do it backwards. The word for face in English is face, which comes from the word facade. What is a facade? A facade is something we put on. Many times our moms would say to us as we were growing up, I'll be right with you. I have to put on my face. Sound familiar?
Yep.
Make a noise, Jed. Make a noise. Make a grunt. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yep. But in Hebrew, the word for face is the exact opposite. It is panim, which is the root of the word bifnim, inside. What it's really saying is, once the face is seen, you can't hide it. All the makeup, all the mascara, all the N95 masks in the world will not cover up what is bifnim, inside. So I say we have an opportunity. It's harder today to grab our lanterns and find something to shed light on our days and light on one another. But whatever it takes, giving up and accepting the status quo, accepting the disconnect, accepting the homebound bleakness cannot and should not be an option. Whatever it takes, sometimes we have to take, instead of a walk around the block, we have to take three walks around the block until we get our heads straight, until we come home, we pick up the phone, we get on the computer, we do whatever it is and connect to one another and find our lanterns.
You're very right. And what you said about the lantern and the blind man is very profound. Before I went on air, they were playing one of the radio series, Twilight Zone. And it was about this professor who felt so bad that he had come to the end of his tenure and he felt that he hadn't achieved anything. And he fell into a slumber. And in his slumber, all these people came to him that he had taught over the years. And they said, it was because of you that I was able to achieve this. And this medal I earned in the war, I should share with you. And the realization dawned that it wasn't what he was doing for himself, but how he was seen by others. And yeah, we do put on a facade. But we have to go deeper.
You know, Chad, thank you. That's great. Absolutely. We are nothing if not the impact we make on the rest of the world. And I just want to leave you before, or as I say Shabbat Shalom, before I say Shabbat Shalom, came across another idea that said, we all have two lives. The second one begins when we realize we only have one.
Andrea, absolute pleasure. I look forward to our chat next week.
Hugs from Jerusalem. Shabbat Shalom, Chad. Bye-bye.
And to you. That was Andrea Simontov from my Jerusalem window live from Israel.